The Torah spends a lot of time after Sarah's death telling us the great length that Avraham Avinu went ahead to try to find a separate cemetery for Sarah. He was looking for a Kever Yisrael. That just like a Jew lives differently, he also dies differently. He's being buried differently. He needs his own cemetery. The question is why? What is that basis? What's wrong with being here in a non-Jewish? Why did Avram look for a special Jewish cemetery? And why is that the custom today? We have our own cemeteries. What is it based on? So the Gemara tells us in Megillah, it makes a distinction between what do we call Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha is tefillin, mezuzahs, and sefer Torah. And Tashmishei Mitzvah, let's say, lulav, sukkah, esrog, schach, etc. The Tashmishei Mitzvah. My nafkamina, the Gemara says in Megillah. The difference is if you have an old sefer Torah or an old pair of tefillin or a mezuzah, which you can no longer use, you can't fix. So therefore, you can't throw it in the garbage, but it has to be placed in Shemos. It has to be buried. In contrast to an old esrog, lulav, shofar, that even though when, as the Gemara tells us in Beah, Laman Amabez, that the Kedusha that goes on to mitzvah is only temporary in nature. Only when you're using it, when there's no longer a plan, and you plan on discarding it, the Kedusha falls off. So the Gemara says, Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim, you bury Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin. So comes along Rav Chaim Volozhin in his famous work, Nefesh HaChaim. What's the reason for this? How do we know? Why is Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim and Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim? So Rav Chaim explains, the source of all Kedusha in this world is Torah. Anything with Torah on it, so tefillin, mezuzahs, obviously a sefer Torah, they all contain divrei Torah. That's why each one, depending how much Torah you have, the higher level of sanctity. That's why even the Bayit Shel Rosh also qualifies. One word, even one letter, you know, that has, you know, that gives it significance. But things that are just used for mitzvah, so they're not Tashmishei Kedusha. So he says, that's how he explains, that's why there's a Chiyuv Kfura on a Yid and not a guy, because when we're involved in mitzvahs, so the question is, so while we're alive, we're doing the mitzvahs, we're born in the image of God, but after one dies, we're not doing mitzvahs anymore. So how do we get our kedusha? So since, even though we're not learning now that we're dead, but since we're involved in Torah, we've been learning Torah in our lifetimes, so therefore we become a Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore we have to be buried. Ah, you'll say, maybe some Jews never learned Torah. They didn't know they were Jewish, they never had a chance. So that's why the Gemara Nida tells us, Laman HaMebeis, that's why Imala comes down and teaches us Kol HaTaraku, and then we forget it when we're born. So therefore every Yid, by definition, has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. So therefore, when it comes to Torah, he explains, that's why why non-Jews, Goyim, have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but they don't have Torah. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv Kfura per se. However, Yid has a Chiyuv Kfura, and therefore it has to be separated. It's like it's not appropriate to mix in Tashmishei Mitzvah in the Shemus Bach, it's disrespectful to the Tashmishei Kedusha. So too, one has to have a separation in terms of burial as well. And that's how Rav Chaim Volozhin explains. And that's what the Rav elaborated on. We go into it more another time. That's where the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash comes from. That from the Luchos Mishkan HaEdes. It's only the Luchos. That's what the Rambam goes into, why even that they hid them, they had that special basement there to keep the Kedusha, and then they discussed the Aaron in Eretz Yisrael. The Aaron was leading them. So Kedusha is defined with Torah, and that's what Rav Chaim Voloshin explains, and therefore that's why every Yid is involved in Torah, and therefore is a Tashmishei Kedusha, and hence the Lacha Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim, and not Nizrakim, and therefore a Jew has to have a special place to be buried.